What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Wreck-It Ralph and Super Mario, and primarily our kind of just having a bit of a chat about Super Mario, because with Wreck-It Ralph 2 hitting cinemas this month, we thought we'd just have a look at kind of some of the characters that we saw in the first movie. And Mario's been kind of been very much heavily sort of mentioned in that he's going to be involved somehow in Wreck-It Ralph 2. Now, for me, Super Mario is the, I think for most people, is the quintessential video game mascot. This is the character which represents probably video games the most. He is the most well-known. He's probably up there with Mickey Mouse in terms of iconic characters, you know. And being a Nintendo fan since the NES back in, way back in, I think like 90 when I got the Nintendo with the little cartridge with Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. And even before that, playing Donkey Kong on a little Game & Watch. You know, this is a character that's been around pretty, I can't think really remember a time where Super Mario wasn't around. And I continue to play games. You know, we got the new Super Mario Bros. Wii Deluxe version after Christmas, which I'm going to be picking up. Super Mario Odyssey. I've been playing Mario games for like 30 plus years. And so when you see this character on screen, done slightly better than the previous version, you know, it has that big impact on it. And I know that, you know, that's that kind of thing really with Mario, isn't it?
Yeah, Mario is iconic, like you said. He is the video game mascot. If you were going to say we need one character to represent video games, Mario would be it. For myself, I remember playing Super Mario Brothers back on the old Nintendo, just like you. I remember popping it open. I had actually mine also came with a track and field game that also had a gamepad, you know, like that you laid out on the floor, but it still had Super Mario Brothers. I played Mario 1, 2, 3. I played the Super Mario Land on the Super NES.
Super Mario Land was on the Game Boy, because I remember having that and loved that game.
Super Mario World, sorry, is what I meant. But I did play Super Mario Land. I had it on the Game Boy. And then I played Mario 64, and that is actually, with the exception of, I think, one of the new Super Mario Brother games, which was on a 3DS, which is kind of a throwback to the kind of a mix of the side-scroller and the Mario 64. That's the last Mario game that I played, but I still have a strong affinity for the character. I still love the character. You know, and he has become far more than any game he's been in. And you can, I think what's great about him is you can really slot him into just about any video game that you could possibly think of. He's the star of Smash Brothers. He's got his own kart series. He's got golf and tennis and soccer, and he teaches kids how to type, and he's got a music maker program and all sorts of stuff. And Nintendo has been very careful with his brand, but they've also been willing to let him branch out. So it's a great addition to Wreck-It Ralph, just straight up. And I know we had Bowser in the first one very, very briefly. But, yeah, Mario needs to be in this. If you're going to do a game that's a tribute – or, sorry, a movie that's a tribute to video games, there's no reason not to include Mario.
And it's that kind of thing as well. I think really for Mario, they've done a great job of spreading it out. But also they've really kind of been able to get – you know, if Mario goes in a bad game – he's been in so many games, it doesn't really matter, you know. But he's in so many different slots. You know, just this year alone, you know, we've had Mario Party 10. We've had Mario Aces. We've had Super Smash Brothers. We've had, like, 3D versions. You've had, you know, on the NES Online. So, you know, all these years later, still going on. You said about the N64. You know, yeah, Mario 64 changed like that. I mean, I remember having Sunshine and then having Luigi's Mansion on the GameCube. And then going on to the Wii era, and there was loads of games that was on the Galaxy and Paper Mario. I can remember loving that game, playing all the retro games. I'll be honest, I skipped the Wii U, but I cannot wait for Mario Maker to come through in the new. And I've been buying, you know, because it's not just him. He's been sort of little things, you know, like the block that we've seen, you know, in there, and Bowser and all these different characters, and Toad and Luigi. These are iconic characters, and it makes sense for Wreck-It Ralph to have used them. You know, even in the first movie, you know, we had lots of little nods to it. You know, the mushrooms, the cubes, You know, there was quite a bit about that, and even just Wreck-It Ralph was basically a carbon copy of Donkey Kong, and Fix-It Jr. is a version of Mario.
And then the racetrack for Vanellope is a very sweetified version of Mario Kart. Yeah. So, you know, the influence of Mario, even if you can't use Mario, is obvious. Yeah. You know, just so many of the noises, so many of the sounds in the games are iconic. You know, if you hear the coin sound, you know, in a game or in a movie, you know, it's the Mario sound. You know, that sound of him getting the mushroom and doing the I'm not going to try. I'm not going to try. But you know the sound. And I think that's the power. I would bet you that like 99% of the people listening to this right now know the sound of the mushroom, of the fire flower, of him getting the power star and becoming invincible for a little while, and how the music speeds up and all that. Even if they've never played a Mario game, they know most of these sounds.
No. It's the thing is, Mario is going to be epic, and it's going to be an even bigger part, really, because I think, you know, once we get the Super Nintendo lands opening up at the Universal Parks, you're going to transcend that next generation, because now you've got parents and grandparents. You know, my dad never could get past level one. Now he's 65. He knows what Super Mario is. You know, even with my nephews, you know, if they're coming up to him with a Super Mario game, he's going to know who that is. And, you know, we're talking about this is now transcended to the point of nearly the whole family will now know about Mario and will have played a Mario game at some point in their life. You know, like even, I mean, my dad is so, he doesn't know how to play video games to the slightest. He died every single Goomba in the first one. But he knows who Super Mario is. And if he knows, then that's definitely a sign of, you know, how iconic this character is. And, you know, this is only going to get bigger. And obviously at the time of recording, we don't know how much he's going to appear in Wreck-It Ralph 2. It could be literally a cameo. He might literally barely be in it at all because of they may be going, oh, hold on, you're getting a bit too big over there with Universal. But it should be in there. And the influence that it's had and the massive influence it had on Wreck-It Ralph is without doubt.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm expecting personally just a small cameo.
Yeah.
We know the voice actor is involved, so he'll have a line or two. Whether or not that makes it past the cutting phase, we don't know. But even just, you know, them passing in the hallway, Ralph and Vanellope walking one way and Mario and Luigi or Mario and Bowser walking the other way and just kind of like, hey, it's-a-me kind of thing. that would be fine. And people will get it, even people who don't play the games. We'll get it. They'll know. Hey, that's Mario. Hey, that's Bowser.
And especially, actually, with all the advertising going on for Wreck-It Ralph 2, I like some more cameos because there's not enough video games so far in this version, because that's what I loved about the first one. And it was familiar. And like you say, they played on the tones that Mario and Sonic brought before it. But it's definitely kind of one of those interesting things. But we'd love to know, what is your history with Super Mario? We'd love to know what you guys think of it, and you know, what's been your favorite Super Mario game or Mario game overall? Let us know in the comments below on social media. James, where can they find you?
You can find me heroiclegacy.com.
And on that, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.